I've been really preparing for our 10th anniversary show here at Category 5. And we've all been through this where, you know, you have trouble decluttering and organizing. And my biggest challenge here at the studio is, as you saw today. Shizu, I was explaining to her that, you know, you look at the boxes that we have of product that it has been sent in to review. And and I know that there are some companies that are watching even right now who maybe don't understand when I've unfortunately had to turn your products away. And this happens, and this has happened, you know, more regularly now than ever before. So we've got boxes of stuff to review, and then in come more boxes.
Yeah.
While you're standing here.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah,
point
yeah.
in case, now we've got more. So I unpack these boxes, we review the product as quickly as we can, and then we've got packaging, we've got
the original shipping
packaging.
Exactly.
I go through this where we just, you know, I'm not here enough to keep up
with it. Right. So what happens to the items after you're done with them? Do you send them back, or do they stay, or you hold on to them? Or?
They stay.
Okay.
So we quite often put them on display.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For the companies that are promoting their products through us, we'll quite often bring them out again.
Okay.
And sometimes we'll even give them away as prizes.
Wow.
So that's ultimately the goal, is to be able to give them away.
Oh, okay. I see. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of segueing into this book that I've read,
so
is this the segue?
So, you know, this is my predicament.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shizu contacted me and said, you've got to check out this book.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this.
Okay. Well, so the book is called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and it's by author Marie Kondo. She's a Japanese declutterer. That's what she does for a living now. So this book
was her job.
This is her job,
wow.
Actually. And actually, there are now consultants all over the world.
Yeah. I would be fired first day.
Yeah. No, you're pretty thorough. You'd get it. So it was a New York Times bestseller, number one bestseller, I think in and around the beginning of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady has she's a declutterer / cleaner, home organizer for a living. She has a waiting list of 3 months of clients.
Really?
And the claim is that after tidying up the way she does it, you will never have to do it again. So it's not the kind of thing where you do it on a monthly basis, do it another 6 months, year. You do it once and it's done. So I'm not sure if that applies exactly to your scenario, because you're constantly getting...
And I'm at home, I can see it working.
Yes, at home, definitely. So basically, I did this method this past Saturday. So I took 12 hours of my life out to take my room apart. And at the end of it, I had 12 garbage bags sitting in my living room.
Wow.
There was so much stuff. I had no idea myself that I was such a hoarder. Like, I had so much stuff. And my way of cleaning up prior to this was just to organize stuff, you know, just put the clothes where the clothes are supposed to go, books where the books are supposed to go. That was the way I cleaned up. I always felt better afterwards. But this time was different. So her method is different in one specific way, and that is she focuses, like, the subtitle is actually decluttering and organizing. So the first part is decluttering, and the rule that she goes by is to only keep things that spark joy.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So what that means is that if you have a shirt, say, that you wear once every 3 months, and you have, maybe it doesn't fit quite right, but you kind of like it, and you're like, you have mixed feelings, that one's got to go.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, get rid of it.
I have shirts that I despise.
Okay, so there's going to be a range. There's going to be shirts that you absolutely despise, a shirt that maybe, you know, a relative gave to you 10 years ago that you're holding on to for memento's sake. There's going to be a shirt that you just bought last week that was expensive but didn't fit quite right. And then there's going to be that shirt that's going to be like, oh my gosh, I love this shirt. I love wearing it. It sparks joy. And so this is the method. You go through, and it's very methodical. You go through clothes first, and then all the different types of clothing, tops, bottoms, all that kind of thing, books, and then papers, which relates a little bit to technology in the sense that she basically says get rid of all paper. Except for two types. One type is paper that you need to action on, like, let's say it's a government document that you need to send back.
Like a bill or something like that.
Yeah, something like that you need to action on. And the second type is basically any kind of financial records that you absolutely have to keep. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, having a computer with a good Google Drive or whatever kind of technology is a great way of keeping your site paperless, aside from those types of documents.
So would we start scanning things that... Like, what's the answer?
Probably not. I would say if she had, like, a suite to this book in terms of translating that into a technology kind of field, she would probably keep that to a minimum as well. Because the idea is to have the least number of things on your mind, letting go of the past.
Oh, so it's not just decluttering your room, but also, like, your mind and your life.
Yeah, so that's part of the results, which is... I will get back to you on that question of what do you do with all of that stuff.
Well,
right?
What comes to mind, Becca? You know, like, we get tons and tons of papers from the kids' teachers, schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, it's ridiculous, and every parent out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. Jeff,
is it?
Yeah.
Is it important to have the actual papers? Could you not just take a picture of them and, like, file them in, like, grade 3? Like, this just have a file of, like, grade 3 pictures of things.
I want to know your answer to this.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We run into this predicament of these are sentimental in the way that our kids have done these crafts and even math homework and things that, you know, I'm so proud that my son got 100% on his math.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you want to hold on to that. What, you know, obviously you got to go through it and you got and we recycle it and do our best to get rid of it. But what's kind of the answer there? Is there a magic answer?
There, yeah, I guess the answer should be magic. This lady's has been...
It is
exactly on the cover of the book.
Yeah.
And I feel like having great words like magic on the cover of a book are great. But anyway, she's been doing this kind of work, just as a side note, since she was 5 years old. So she's been obsessed, basically, with home organization. She would throw out bags of stuff that belonged to her parents. Like, she would go through the house and just organize things, take time off of school to do these things.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is her method.
This is her method,
like, she developed this method.
She developed this method. And so one of the things that she did do at one point in time was, like, try to take pictures of the things that she found valuable. And so she's gone through all of these methods. And I think her answer would be to that, does it spark joy? And if it does, hold on to it, you know?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then, you know, you kind of, you know, you say goodbye, you know? And that's what the process was like for me when I was doing it was, you know, this old T-shirt they had for about 10 years. I said goodbye to it. Literally, I had tears in my eyes because I was just like, this needs to go. It's not for me anymore. And I just said goodbye. But those things that do spark joy, you hold on to them.
That's interesting. And I like that. And a lot of times with these kinds of philosophies or sayings or cliches, even the opposite is true. So in the opposite to that is things that bring sadness or bad memories you know, those kinds of things, they can just go.
Exactly. And that's the interesting part about it is that it's very subjective. It's because, for example, you might come across something that objectively came from someone that, let's say from a parent or someone that you were close to at one time, but it causes you a lot of pain when you see it because it reminds you of something negative. For someone else, they might say, well, it comes from this person, so you should hold on to it. But for you personally, it's about how you feel about it. So if you feel this, it's a weight, you need to let it go. So it's an interesting process, and I found it for myself to be at points quite emotional. And once the process was done, I felt quite calm and more confident with my decision making, because going through all of those things, hundreds of things of thinking to myself, does it spark joy? Does it, what emotion does this cause me? Do I have to let it go? All these things that were kind of caught up in my mind and in the past are now kind of physically gone. So. Mm-hmm. So actually this book is interesting because the results are really interesting for her clients. She's cited some clients have gone through tremendous relationship changes afterwards, like, for example, separations, for example. It can get pretty severe. But also like career changes and people getting clarity about what they want to do with their lives. So to me it makes sense. I'm only, you know, so far a few days into it, but I feel much more chill as a person as a result.
Is there a part two to it? So you're decluttering the things that you already have, but have you changed the mindset for acquiring new things now? Are you only bringing into your life things that bring you joy?
Well, definitely that's a good question, because now I find when I go shopping or when I go around window shopping, I don't feel like I want to buy anything because I have that process in mind already. Like, what is going to bring me joy? And I already feel like I'm somewhat satisfied where I am, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing is just buying things that maybe... Okay, this is kind of embarrassing, but so my my collection of socks, we'll say, was not the best, and so I had to throw out a bunch of them.
Right.
So now I have to get new ones, essentially. So these are the kinds of things that you recognize that
right.
This old pair of sandals that I was wearing for the past, like, 2 years, like, they really needed to go, and now I need to get a new pair. So you're looking at things more in a long-term perspective and not in a perspective of, oh, you know, I feel like just buying something right now.
Right.
Because you think, oh, no, I'm going to have to deal with that when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Hmm. Very cool. Well, we're talking about the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, with our guest Shizu Yamaguchi. And this book is actually available through our shop. It's cat5.tv/tidy. That'll get you there. So how can we... Now, this is obviously good advice, and it's something that I want to learn for my own life and for, like, at home and mm-hmm. just keeping things tidy and getting rid of some junk.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I translate this into my office space, my studio space, those at home who have home offices? It's mm-hmm. another good example. I know we've all got a lot of clutter that we could probably do away with, and it would be so freeing to...
I would say... To take the book and just go through the process with your home office,
yeah.
I think that would be the method. I think by going through your papers and going through items such as things that are being sent in, you would for yourself get a sense of what kinds of things you'll want to keep and what things
right.
you'll put away, or, you know, the categories of things I think will become more clear as you go through the process of what you already have. So mm-hmm. I feel like kind of dealing with what you already have will make that path clear for the future as to what you want to bring in and keep and how you want to deal with that. So I would highly recommend just going through the process. It takes some time, but it's an all-in-one go kind of thing. So, but I would recommend just doing the process with the book.
Even just speaking with you right now, Shizu?
Yeah.
Just beyond you, I see 3 printers.
Okay.
And I'm like, why, Robbie?